Thanks for having me, guys. I am Theo's account manager at Hams. Started there on February 5th this year, and I'm happy to come here and show you our latest Braille display. We call it a smart Braille display. It's mostly a Braille display, but it does have a lot of other functions. It has inherited a few things from, say, the Braille Sense 6. It is a 40-cell Braille display. And you can have five Bluetooth connections to switch between and a USB connection as well. It has Braille and speech. You can have one or the other or both on. The only way to have both off is if you turn the unit off. This device has a lot of the Sense device features, as I mentioned. For instance, it's a recorder, it's a media player, it has very good note-taking capabilities. The BrailleSense calculator is here. We think competitive pricing as well, compared to what's out there now. The BrailleMotion goes for $35.95, comes with a 2-year warranty, and if you buy it until the 19th, which is very soon, you can take advantage of the introductory CSUN promotion and get an additional year free of a product maintenance agreement.
This PC Zoom meeting, please.
The physical description of the device, you have the width of a 40-cell Braille display. The top panel has the Perkins-style keyboard. It has a power button on the top right, which is a concave button you would press and hold to turn completely off or simply press to put the unit to sleep.
Zoom
Three
meeting.
small square buttons on the top left in a row, and they are Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and connectivity. And that also gives you an idea of what is available here. We have Wi-Fi that allows the user to update the unit online and download different voices. I have the Tom voice, if you're familiar with that. There is the Braille display on the top, the 40 cursor router keys. The space bar is below the Braille display. And as on the Braille Sense 6, there's a control and alt to the right and left of the space bar. On the front, at an angle, you have the, we call them cursor keys. They're square. They're one on each side, on the very left and the very right. Then from left to right, you have F1, F2, stereo mic left, home button, stereo mic right at the center there, and an F3, F4 in the right cursor key. On the right panel, you have three buttons, the volume up and volume down, and if you change the mode, you can change the pitch and the speed with those buttons as well. USB-C will charge the unit. That's also on the right, and a headphone jack here on the right. On the left is a USB-A port and the voice recorder button. If I press it once, it'll open the voice recorder and let me control it from there. If I press and hold it, eventually it'll start recording with the settings that I have adjusted. The device is compatible with the most popular screen readers, so with JAWS, NVDA, VoiceOver on a Mac, VoiceOver on an iPhone, TalkBack. So that should cover 99.9% of folks using screen readers. It might be compatible with two other ones. I'm not precisely sure of that. So, but it does support these main ones. So, as I mentioned, there's a voice recorder in the calculator. I think calculator, for some reason, is one of my favorites. It just works. And all the powerful file manager and note-taking features you've come to expect on a HIMSS device. So.
How much does it weigh? Is it pretty quiet? And what do you think of it?
I don't know how much it weighs off the top of my head, but it's at, I would have to go to hims-inc.com.
Amy Bauer,
it's
G/her
listed
has left the
there.
meeting alert.
I bang on my keys pretty hard, so when you'll hear me, it's quiet. I think it's a good introduction to features or even for people who don't want to get or can't afford the Braille Sense 6. I'm a note taker of sorts. I've always have been. One thing I've neglected to mention is that there's a micro SD card port in here, and I can keep all my notes there. Yeah, I think it's a good introductory product with enough features that people who either want a Braille display or even a note taker without the thrills can get that.
And what's it called, and can you read books on it?
It's called the Braille Emotion. We're spelling emotion, cap little E, big M, emotion. Can you read books on it? You can. There is a Daisy.
My emotion, Y. Nook document read Daisy player, D.
Player here. So users can download from here. If, you know, if it has Wi-Fi and you're connected, you'd be able to download from Bookshare. Not sure how quickly or if we're implementing Bard mobile app into it, but it would be a great addition to it as well.
I have a QBraille. I have a HIMS 6. Why would I want to consider the emotion? What are its advantages given what I currently have?
I will be the salesperson I know to be, I guess. I will be honest with you that if you already have two of those devices, especially the Braille Sense 6, you'll see that it's got a lot of the same functionality as that. It's a little bit heavy. I would say hefty. It doesn't bother me, the weight. And that's also a sign of being well made. But if you already have two of those devices, I don't know if I would advise, you know.
My emotion, why?
Spending $3,500 on it. I mean, the hardware is a little bit more up to date. The USB is maybe a little better, but.
What drivers are required if you're using JAWS?
I'm not sure. They'll either be on our website or there are no drivers required. Last I heard, there were no drivers required.
Oh, that's good. Because I know with the QBraille, you need to download a HIMS specific driver.
Because you have those two devices.
16 billion one.
Just not sure if it adds.
NVDA preference settings, S.
But
how much it adds to you.
Braille 3 of set audio for audio property paid speaker
headphone cue. I think anybody who's looking for a Braille display that is well made and has more than just being a Braille display, you know, I think it's for those folks. If main thing you want is note taking, I think the note taking is fantastic, superb, and you have no current way of doing that. It does it very well.
I would assume that this is HIMS' response to like the BI-40.
It's definitely a competitor to that, and should feel very familiar to people who already use HIMS products. And yeah, what we're doing with the cursor keys as well, you'll be able to scroll the display with your thumbs, and that I'm told feels very familiar to HIMSware product users. So,
have you seen a QBraille, and could you compare this to a QBraille?
It's heavier than the QBraille.
How about size, like front to back?
Front to back, this is smaller.
Small, okay.
Maybe a little taller. It lacks the crossover keyboard.
Right,
keyboard
right.
Thing. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's 8-dot Braille?
8-dot Braille.
Okay. Braille keys similar to the QBraille's keys.
The one thing that's more ergonomic about the Braille Emotion is that the space bar is below the display. Otherwise, the keys are a similar shape and similar feel.
Antonio, I have the specs for it, the physical specs. It says width 12.6, depth 3.5, height 0.8, and weight is 1.6 pounds.
All right, so I'm in the main menu. I'm going to jump to the main menu again. I'll press the home key on the very front of it.
My emotion, why?
Mm-hmm. And this has a few folders that might be of interest. So
Daisy folder 1-4 list item. Documents folder 2-4 list item. Books folder 3-4 list item. Music folder 4-4 list item.
I'll go out again, home again.
My emotion, file manager, F. Notepad, N.
We'll go in here soon.
Connectivity, C.
This is where you jump to do the Bluetooth USB thing.
Document reader, K.
Read only.
Daisy player, D.
Same.
Media player, M.
Very good sound.
Utilities, U. Settings, S. Help, H.
All right, so we have, these are in the main menu. I'm going to jump into the
notepad
here. And
thank you, end of document.
Yeah, it actually opened that file from the
top
beginning.
Top of document. This is the soundcast.
So I'm just going to type here.
The H.
Let's see.
I L O V E love Y R your dot Q at lower spec dots A. I love your questions.
So you type it in here and it just, I'll save it.
Saving, save complete.
Okay. And since I've been talking about the media player, let me jump into
previous line. Voice off.
I'll turn off the voice and jump into file manager and I'll turn down the volume. It's really loud. I hope it doesn't come out too loud this time. Let's see.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Oh. Did that play?
Yes.
So it did play, Antonio. Just a quick comment. Because you're not using original sound, we heard the because voice. Of Zoom, we heard the voice, but we didn't hear the music.
You've got your media player. What formats can you use on that emotion?
I know for sure MP3 and Wave. I would have to consult with the manual for other
and
things.
What about in regular documents?
The regular TXT. Documents, TXT, BRL, BRF, docs, PDF,
okay.
HTML.
Can you do email on that device?
Not email, of course, not unless you connect with your iPhone and do it from your iPhone, but that's doing it from your iPhone. So,
does the Daisy player do audio Daisy or just text Daisy?
I haven't played much with the Daisy player. We'll have to look at the manual, but I think it'll do both. I'll get back to you on that, though.
Because if that's true, it's one difference between the BI-40 and the Emotion, because the BI-40 will do text Daisy, but it will not do audio Daisy.
Yeah, I'm suspecting that if it doesn't do it now, it wouldn't be terribly difficult to do it we could work it in. Not a promise, but just saying it's a good possibility. You can record audio Daisy if you set it up in Recorder, you can do that.
I was just curious, what is the battery life on this device? Do you have a feel for that?
How long? It's running a 5,000 milliamp battery, which we have translated to about 20 hours of usual use. I've had it working for 3 days before I had to charge it, so I think that it's pretty accurate.
Do they think they might be able to do Bard or NLS stuff onto this machine?
It's a good possibility. I think we'll know more by conventions time on that. I know Bard is such a popular way to read books that we ought to support it. So,
and it has Wi-Fi to download stuff, but I'm assuming it does not have a browser then.
No, it does not have a browser.
But you could take a BRF book from another device to the HIMSS.
Yeah, you can put it on the flash memory. There's 43 gigabytes available to the user. Internal storage, yeah.
What size card will it take?
I think it'll take any kind of size card, like up to 1 terabyte. I've only put in 32 gigabyte cards here because that's all I have so far.
And you said they're micro, yes?
Micro, yeah.
How do you like the experience of reading a BRF book, or have you done that?
I take more notes than I read, but I read them back to myself. And what I have enjoyed here is to listen to something and read it at the same time. Even my notes, when I go into a file and I'm writing in EBAE and it says to do or an exclamation D and I have to change it to do, T-O space do for the UEB translation. I like making those corrections in my notes and hearing those together. But I think if somebody does already read BRF, for off of Bard or something like that, Bookshare, they would enjoy reading on this. It's a 40-cell Braille display, and you can set your left scroll keys to do one thing, your right to do another, and the cursor keys yet another. And I'm guessing a lot of people are going to use the cursor keys to just scroll the display and never take their hands off of it.
And Tony, do you know if it has automatic scrolling where you can just kind of have the thing just scroll?
It does. I don't see why that Let me go into settings here.
View format characters, F, no toot to reading unit, M, paragraph, read only, R, no toot automatic save interval, I, do not save auto scroll speed, S.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Let me just show you real quick how quickly you can make a voice note and get to it. I'm going to press and hold the voice recorder key in 2, 1, press, whoops.
Voice recorder.
Still holding.
Recording.
This is my hold message.
Tap name, my emotion. Record 01 MP3 recording static box.
Stop recording.
Do you want to save the current?
Save.
Art folder 1211 list.
And
my emotion. Why? File art folder books 64 ounces games folder 1207 list reading folder 100 readers folder recipes refine Regina refine recipes folder readers folder 100
I think it's
my documents folder notification
here.
Folder recordings folder 19 record 0
yeah. No, this is recording 2.
Title, track 1, record 01, MP3 stops. My file manager, record 01, record 0112, record 02133, list item.
Here it goes.
I'll be back, lovely.
Okay, that was karaoke. But I don't know where I saved my recording, so it might be here. Let's see. More karaoke. So anyway, it does a pretty good job. You saw how quickly you can decide, oh, I want to record this and record it. I just have to find where I decided to save my own stuff. Open to more questions, and I really appreciate the time, guys. And you can always reach me in the usual ways or at HIMSS, which is now the usual way as well. Antonio@HIMSS-Inc.com.
I do like the fact that it is somewhere in between the Q-Braille and
I like it because
I like it
because it's really not as complicated as that cue braille, and that it does have speech, because that's I always find it, you know, I like braille, but sometimes, you know,
sometimes you, speech is helpful.
Well, sometimes
when
you miss,
really get
sometimes
lost
you sometimes you miss something that speech will, you hear it and you know. Does it come with a case, Antonio? Does it have some kind of a case that for this thing? Or
yeah, there is a case, and I'm pretty sure Turtleback cases will make one as well.
And you said it has a USB-C that for power. Is that the same cable you would use if you were plugging it into your computer? Is that how you plug it in?
You can plug that in there into the USB-C and see what files are there and move files back and forth and do that
and
whole
the,
management
and the
thing.
And the USB-A is, like, say, for a thumb drive?
Thumb drive. I've hooked up a hard drive full of music to it. That's how I got the Beatles music into here.
Can you hook a QWERTY type keyboard to it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it has the same functionality as the Braille Sense 6. I've seen with deafblind users, we have a mode where the Braille is running from right to left. So what the person will do is let their right hand sit where the characters are rolling through, as opposed to going from left to right, and it goes a little bit, and then when it goes to the next line, it just refreshes and what you were reading disappears. So you can put it into that mode and use a keyboard, or just simply use a keyboard, and it really does a good job understanding what it's getting. Is it a Braille type person, you know, is it coming from the Braille internal Braille keyboard, or is it coming from outside? So
is it easy to get these things serviced if you ever need them serviced?
Yeah, you can always call the HIMSS tech support. They would put in a ticket and have you send it back. There's a loaner program where you could have pay for the shipment of the loaner device. We haven't had to get them serviced yet because they're so new, but that's the procedure you'd go through.
Is the tech support US based or is it in Korea?
We have two tech support folks, Chris and Pamela, in Austin.
Is the battery replaceable, or is it an internal type battery that only you guys can change out?
It's not user replaceable now. There's haptics here too. So as it is in the Braille Sense 6, you can turn it to talk or not talk or beep or vibrate. And there are kind of all kinds of choices you can make around that. But if I go into a file here and I have the voice off, I just had it vibrate at me because it was opening in and, you know, if I'm at the end of the file and I press the cursor key, it will, let's see if you hear this.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the emotion in a nutshell, folks.
Thank you so much, Antonio. That was excellent.
Very cool, yeah.
Thank you, cool. Frank. Thanks, everybody.